This podcast is brought to you by She Society, sharing the perspectives and stories of women Australia-wide.
Hello and welcome to Buzzing About Books with Michelle Beasley. I'm Michelle Bees and I thought I'd jump on and just tell you some of the books that I'm going to be gifting this Christmas and reading myself over the holidays. The first one I'm gifting is Darling Girls by Sally Hepworth. Now, Sally's an automatic buy for me, so when I saw she had a new one out, like many other people, I had to have it, and I bought it as a present for someone else after that. Now, it tells the story of three sisters, Jessica, Nora, and Alicia, and they've always been told how lucky they are. They were rescued from their family tragedies and raised by a loving foster mother on an idyllic farming estate called Wild Meadows, where they were given the chance of a second chance of a happy family life. But their childhood wasn't really the fairy tale everyone thinks it is, and when a body is discovered under the home they grew up in, the foster sisters find themselves thrust into the spotlight as key witnesses. Or are they prime suspects? It's a great page-turner that will have you reading long into the night, and I couldn't put this one down. I couldn't see all the twists and turns that were coming. So she really is one of my favourite Australian writers. And for the thriller lover in your life, I can recommend Sally Hepworth's Darling Girls. Now, the second one that I'm giving to the gamer in my life is Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. It's been on everyone's lips and it's a global bestseller. And it's the story of Sam and Sadie. It's not a romance, but it is about love. When Sam captures sight of Sadie at a crowded train station one winter morning, he's catapulted back to the brief time they spent playing together as children. Their unique spark is instantly reignited. What comes next is a story of friendship and rivalry, fame and creativity, betrayal and tragedy, perfect worlds and imperfect ones, and ultimately our need to connect, to be loved and to love. People are saying it blew them away, so I might borrow this from the person I'm gifting it to after they've read it. And John Green said it's one of the best books he's ever read, so that's high praise indeed. So that's Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. For the environmentalist in my life, I've bought The Power of Trees. It's a follow-up to The Hidden Life of Trees, and it's by a forester and an environmental scientist, and he says trees can survive without humans, but we can't live without trees. He talks about climate change, and even if our planet is devastated, trees will survive, but we won't. So it's what we can learn from the trees, and it tells about how trees pass down knowledge to succeeding generations, which help them to survive climate change. And he has a bit of criticism for the people who wield economic and political power, and it's a love letter to the forest that he loves. A passionate argument for protecting nature's boundless diversity, not only for the trees, but also for ourselves. So imagine if there was something that could, you know, cure cancer and it ended up being extinct. So we wouldn't get the power of that medicine. So yeah, trees are very important, and I think it's a really good read from what I've heard from everybody. So both of theirs, The Hidden Life of Trees and The Power of Trees. If you have someone interested in climate change and the environment, that might be one for them. The other one that I'm gifting, I have just watched the incredible version of Scrublands on telly, and it was amazing and truly followed Chris Hammer's book. I think Scrublands is one of my favourite thrillers set in Australia, along with The Dry by Jane Harper. But they're saying The Seven is his best yet. And we meet again with Ivan and Nell, the two police officers that we've met in previous books. And it tells the story of seven people in a district who wield all the power and have all the money. But when one of their own is killed, they have to investigate. And as they get further and further into the investigation, it becomes more and more dangerous. So it sounds like a really wonderful thriller. And I think I'll be borrowing that too once I've given it to the person I'm giving it to. So Chris Hammer, I always read his books. And I have recently watched the series, so yeah, another great book to gift to people. I've also recently read Natasha Lester's The Three Lives of Alex St. Pierre. Now, it's no secret that I love Dior, and in this one, it follows Alex, who moves to Paris to run the press service for the yet-to-be-launched House of Dior. But something from her past comes back and threatens to destroy her future. So she has to right the wrongs of the past and bring him to justice. And it moves from 1946 to 1943, where Alex is recruited as a spy, and she is based in Switzerland, and she's asked to get close to a Nazi who might be willing to help them. But it may turn out that he's a double agent. So Natasha writes historical fiction at its best. She's just got another one out, which I've heard is fabulous too, The Disappearance of Astrid Brickard. So I might be getting that on the holidays. They're always a good, nice, thick read, well-researched, well-written, and filled with fashion and a little bit of romance and often characters from the war, but based on real people and real places, but it's Natasha's imagining of how things would have happened, and they always contain really strong women, which is something we promote at She Society, so that should be a wonderful one. Now, one that I've got for myself, and I'm just waiting to go on holiday so I can read it, is Lola in the Mirror. Lola in the Mirror by Trent Dalton. And Trent, as you know, wrote the wonderful Boy Swallows universe, and that's coming out on January 11th, I think, as a television series. So that's a much anticipated story by people all over the world. And so this is another one filled with hope and emotion and love. And it's about homelessness and a homeless girl and her mum. They've been on the run since they left someone with a knife in their throat on the kitchen floor. They don't have names in the story because having a name can be dangerous for you. But they have to find the mysterious Lola if they are going to discover any secrets and what holds the their universe together. They have to look in the mirror and confront all the things about them. And Lola has a dream of becoming an artist, so it'll be interesting to see if she fulfills that dream. And Trent writes with such emotion and such caring for the world, so I am sure that this will be a wonderful one. And I'm hearing that it's as good, if not better, than Boy Swallows Universe. So that's one to look out for and have on your Christmas list, Lola in the Mirror. I think I've bought it for about 5 different people now. So yes, I'm very excited to gift that and to read it for myself. And the other one that I am going to read is the Booker Prize winner from 2022. Now, it is The Seven Moons of Marley Almeida. I'm not even going to try and pronounce the writer's name, but it's about set in Colombo in Sri Lanka in 1990. And Marley Almeida is a war photographer, a gambler, and closet gay, and he's woken up dead in what seems like a celestial visa office. His dismembered body is sinking in a lake, and he has no idea who killed him. At a time when scores are settled by death squads, suicide bombers and hired goons, the list of suspects is depressingly long, as the ghouls and ghosts who cluster around him can attest. But even in the afterlife, time is running out for Marley. He has 7 moons to try and contact the man and woman he loves most and lead them to the hidden cache of photos that will rock Sri Lanka. It sounds so interesting, and it was recommended to me by my fellow columnist, Julie Fison. So we seem to have the same taste in books and authors. So it's a little bit of a different topic for me, but I will give it a go. And if it's won the Booker Prize, I think it should be pretty good. So that's The Seven Moons of Marley Almeida. So I won't give that to anyone. You have to be a real lover of books to give something like that. I just give more the newer books that I know everyone will love, and try and pick their personalities. And for the musician in my life, I'm going tomorrow to get Into My Arms, which is other musicians talking about the lyrics of Nick Cave. So apparently you have to read that one while you listen to his music. And yeah, it sounds like a great companion book to his music. So that's one if you have a musician in your life. Now, every year we read The Night Before Christmas on Christmas Eve. So we'll be doing that again with my new little granddaughter's first Christmas. And I've also got some Spot books for her because she's a bit mad on Spot at the moment. So plenty of good kids' books out there too. And sometimes, just some of the ones that my kids loved are the ones that I gravitate to. I know there's so many new modern ones, but Spot has stood the test of time. So he's so colourful and they love lifting the flaps, so that's a good one for the little one in your life too. So I hope that over the holidays you get plenty of time for reading and watching. So many adaptations of good books out there now. All the Light We Cannot See is also, I haven't watched that yet, so that'll be on my Christmas watching list. And this week, Mia Friedman's book Strife has been adapted for the screen. It's not exactly based on her life, but it's based on a female media company. So we at She Society, as we're a female media company too, we are all looking forward to that one with bated breath. So we can't wait to see all the ups and downs of starting out in the early days of digital media, when it was a lot trickier than it is now. But now I guess it's sort of saturated in our field as well. So yes, it'll be really good. That's starring Asha Keddie. So heaps to watch, heaps to read. And I hope that wherever you are this Christmas, you'll be gifting books, relaxing and reading. And remember, you're never lonely when you've got a book with you. So hopefully you have a wonderful Christmas and New Year, and I'll be back with more book news next year. That's all from me. Stay sparkly, everyone.
This podcast is brought to you by She Society.